You are tuning to Audix Radio's Registrar Show, where we chat to doctors about different health topics that affect children and parents. So sit back, relax, and learn something new right here on Audix Radio. Audix Radio, by and for children.
Welcome, listeners. Hello, my name is Sonwabo, and you're tuned in to Audix Radio's Registrar Show. We will be chatting today on our Registrar Show about the importance of a healthy lifestyle, and we will be talking to Dr. Nxamalo about this topic. Dr. Nxamalo is a newly qualified pediatrician from Newcastle in KwaZulu-Natal. He loves plants and gardening. Welcome to the show, Mr. Nxamalo. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you very much. How are you, Sonwabo?
I'm fine, and you? Thanks. Can you please tell us more about yourself and why you decided to become a pediatrician?
Oh, sure. So, like you said, I'm from KZN in Newcastle. I grew up there. I did my undergrad here at UCT, so I decided to come back to specialize in pediatrics. I've always had an interest in working with children. I think they're probably the best patients you can have.
Living a healthy lifestyle is quite a big topic with many different parts. So let's talk a bit about nutrition first. Why is a balanced diet good for a healthy lifestyle?
So a balanced diet is important to help you function. It helps you to grow. It helps your brain to grow. And that will help you in your future, yeah? So you can be a well person and healthy.
What kind of foods should children be eating?
So perhaps let's start about what they shouldn't be eating, hey? So I think a lot of children get exposed to a lot of sweets and cool drinks and stuff that get sold at tuck shops by the schools or outside in the communities. And I think that's a good place to start decreasing things to do. Hey, so less of those sweets. You can have once in a while, but not every day. Hey. and then another part of a healthy diet is variety. Hey, so you can't eat just one thing. You have to try and mix up things. You can eat fruits. You can eat vegetables. Important for you to help with your digestive system. So you get a lot of fiber. So when you look at your plates, it mustn't be the same thing that you're looking at. You must try and get a variety of stuff on there, and especially meat as well, hey, so that you can get your iron up.
Yeah. What about babies? What kinds of food should they have?
So for babies, we recommend exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months of life. And then after that, you can slowly start introducing foods. It's similar to what all the people should be eating, actually. So you still want to give them a variety of things, but obviously since babies don't have teeth, you start with the soft stuff, hey, and then you work your way up.
Okay. What effect could a bad diet have on someone?
One of the big problems that we face in South Africa is malnutrition. So a bad diet can actually land you up malnourished. And children who are malnourished are those children who are very small for their age. Né? So their weight is very low. And that leads to all kinds of health problems. So it's easy for you to get infections, and your brain doesn't function as well. And that affects you in all parts of your life.
Let's take a look at the exercise. Why is exercise important for a healthy lifestyle?
Well, Lonwabo, exercise is important because it's how you grow. Hey, you learn how to use your body, how to walk around and run. It's also very good for stress as well. So it relieves stress and it also makes you happy. It's fun, hey? Don't you think?
Yeah. What kind of exercise is the best to do for children and babies?
Well, for children, I think just playing outside is good enough, hey? So as long as you run around, you get your heart beating a little bit and you sweat a little bit, then you're probably on the right track. You don't have to do anything specific or fancy. You don't need any machines. You can just hit the road outside, hey?
What other things can lead to the healthy lifestyle and why are they important?
So I think this, Sonwabo, is going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is wellness. Remembering that health is not just about, you know, whether or not you have a cold, but it's how you're feeling. Yeah? So it's yourself and your context, so where you come from, your family members and your school and whatever sort of exercise or sports that you enjoy playing, that's also part of a healthy lifestyle.
Should young children follow a healthy lifestyle or should they only worry about that when they grow up?
So it's very important for children to develop a healthy lifestyle. Most of that, unfortunately, is on your parents. But it's important that you get into those habits when you're young so that when you're older, you carry on living a healthy lifestyle and you can live long and healthy. Hey, you also want to be old someday.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think we've touched on what we needed to touch on, but thank you very much, Sonwabo.
Thank you, Dr. Nxamalo, for the interview. It was very informative.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.